National Ag Day continues on KGHL. A pleasure to have Wes Burley join us now. Wes is general manager out at Town and Country Supply Association, one of the cooperatives that serve farmers and ranchers here in this area. And Wes, thanks for joining us. Agriculture is mighty important to your business, that's for sure.
Yes, I mean, Town and Country's been around a long time. We've tracked it clear back into 1930, and it's kind of interesting. This cooperative is a culmination of multiple cooperatives. This Laurel operation was here, and they've merged the old Roberts Cooperative into it, the Bridger Cooperative, the old Billings Co-op Service Center, and even the Hardin Farmers Association down there. So it's a large entity anymore, and just kind of brought a lot of different operations together to build it.
Certainly the way you've branched out into different areas, I mean, you've got a lot of different divisions now.
We've got, the energy division, of course, taking fuel out to the farmers, keeping things rolling in the fields. That also supplies a lot of fuel to our convenience store division there and keeps the townspeople going, and even those farmers that need to get an extra tank of gas when they're on their way. And of course, we got the farm supply division. And then finishing up with the agronomy division.
You mentioned the energy side. Seen a little expansion there this year, especially up in the Red Lodge country.
Yes, we were able to pick up the Ray Judd Petroleum up there and kind of helped us out. We were doing some delivery up in that area, but it kind of helped streamline the whole operation up there, makes fuel deliveries a lot more efficient and more economical for our growers.
I think last time you and I talked on the radio, or last time we did an interview anyway, might have been when you were the new fertilizer plant in Lockwood was still brand new, and you told me then about the future plans and the ability to grow there on that location. But catch us up on how that's gone over the last couple of years.
Well, since we talked last, we've added that facility out there, a building that houses our seed and our ag chemicals. We just needed more room. You know, as we continue to grow, we need more space for all that type of stuff. And I guess the other thing, too, is that fertilizer plant, we talked about the speed at which it loaded product out. And so we've had a couple of years here to really test that out, and it's proved to be everything we thought it was. It gets product out in a hurry so we can get to the growers that much quicker. We still need to grow food to feed the Americans, and so we just keep plugging to it, and we do what we have to do.
That's Wes Burley, the general manager out at Town and Country Supply. We thank you for joining us here as we're celebrating National Agriculture Day on AM 790, 94.7 FM, KGHL.